What can you tell us about Daniel Fry?
Well, Daniel Fry is very significant because he was a technician at White Sands Air Force Rocket Base, and he worked with the company Aerojet Corporation, and so he had a very responsible job, and so he says that sometime during his work there at White Sands, a missile base, that he actually met with an extraterrestrial, and this extraterrestrial revealed to Daniel Fry the mission of the extraterrestrials, which was to essentially integrate upon the Earth, establish a presence here, establish an identity, get whatever documents they needed so that they could fit in without being identified by the population, and that they asked Fry to assist them in that process. And what makes Fry credible is because he did work with a very well-known aerospace corporation. He was a technician at White Sands Missile Base. So that meant that this was not someone who was making up a tall story without any fear of the consequences, that if he was making up anything, if he was embellishing this, that he could have suffered severe financial loss because his position was such a responsible one. But he certainly is someone that I think also needs to be taken seriously, and certainly Timothy Good regarded him as credible, and Timothy Good interviewed him on a number of occasions, examined his evidence, and also concluded that Daniel Fry was a credible source of information on extraterrestrials visiting us.
Well, I got to tell you, the fact that he believes that the extraterrestrials were coming and he obtained these documents for them, it was almost like he was a spy?
Well, in a sense, he was recruited by them, and one of the things that they needed assistance with was to be able to fit in to normal life, and that was something he agreed to do. Now, whether or not he thought about the consequences of this, because, I mean, in a sense, from a national security perspective, you would be giving aid to a foreign entity. But he thought it was the ethical thing to do. I mean, he didn't feel that this was something that made him in any sense unpatriotic, and he certainly did assist these extraterrestrials. And I think he, like many of the contactees, very quickly worked out that the government was aware of this, but were keeping it under wraps and keeping it secret from the public. And so I think he was personally offended or disagreed with that policy. And I think just as many whistleblowers disagree with government policy of strict secrecy concerning all things extraterrestrial, I think people like Daniel Fry make a decision to assist these extraterrestrials who they regard as being very peaceful, not in any way being a threat to the United States. And so Daniel Fry agreed to assist the extraterrestrial.
Isn't it strange, though, Michael, how they could just physically fit right in?
Well, this is really the thing that was most amazing for me, because when I began doing this research back in 2001, it was only after listening to Stephen Greer's press conference with all the witnesses that I became interested in this phenomenon. And initially, I really looked at a lot of the abductee reports, because that was really what was covered by most researchers, and I thought these were the most credible, and so I spent most time on those cases. And so I really, it wasn't until much later that I got to learn about these human-looking extraterrestrials that the contactees spoke about. And so that was something that was really intriguing, because then that made possible this process of them integrating with us. And there is reference to this in official documents as well. Robert Dean, who worked, as you know, at SHAPE headquarters in Europe from 1963 to 1967.
He was the real deal, right?
Definitely. A very credible person. He worked at NATO. He worked in the Supreme Headquarters Operations Center and as the person in charge of the roster for the intelligence team there, and he did have access to a top secret document called the assessment, and the assessment described four different extraterrestrial groups that were visiting the Earth. They described the Greys, the Reptilians, and they also described a human-looking race that was so much like us that they could just fit in and integrate into human society, that they could walk the halls of NATO without being seen, and indeed could even be in the White House and not be recognized. This was something that, according to Dean, it really freaked out the generals.
Do you believe that story?
I think Dean is credible. I really believe that of all the whistleblowers I have either interviewed or read their testimonies, I would say that Dean and Corso are the two whose documentation is impeccable. And they have really solid background. And I think you can take everything that Robert Dean and Philip Corso said as really being 100% accurate. There was no funny business with them in terms of, you know, possible tampering of their minds or memories. I think that these were individuals that were just recalling things as they happened. And I think Robert Dean's testimony is very, very accurate. It should be taken seriously.
Why the infiltration? What do they want?
Well, I think it may have to do with the development of these very powerful nuclear weapons that could destroy life on the planet. I think when we look at the evidence of Eisenhower meeting with extraterrestrials who were concerned about the hydrogen bombs, Adamski meeting with extraterrestrials who were saying the same thing, and you have similar sorts of encounters and testimonies talking about the extraterrestrials being concerned about nuclear weapons, I think that they decided to integrate themselves or infiltrate into human society because they really were concerned that the direction we were heading was going to result in us at some point getting into some nuclear war, that there would be a war between the Soviet Union and the U.S. that would basically obliterate life on the planet using nuclear weapons. And I think the extraterrestrials really thought this was such a threat that they would integrate, infiltrate as much as they could to try to raise our consciousness, to make us aware of the issues, and prevent that kind of destructive outcome ever occurring.
Well, Michael, are you saying that they look so much like us, or we look so much like them, that we can't tell who they are, so they could be your neighbors?
This is exactly right. They could be living right next door to you. They could be a workmate. They could be someone that you know very well, who basically has fitted into human society for the purpose of helping educate, uplift humans about the extraterrestrial presence or about a more spiritual, ethical approach to life, and certainly make us aware of the dangers of nuclear weapons, environmental degradation, the importance of treating one another with greater dignity and respect. That all of these things seem to be part of the mission that the extraterrestrials have. And so certainly, yes, like you said, George, they could be your next-door neighbor and you wouldn't even know it.